Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienia Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
Put your hands together. God will not put you to shame. He will not put you to shame. Amen. Your service is not in vain. Someone say another testimony. This person has been moved from a borrower to a dollar landlord. Hey! Did you hear me? Somebody who borrows has been moved to a dollar landlord. I see you becoming a dollar landlord. Okay. Dear Bishop, when I joined the church, I was a serial borrower. Just as we have serial callers. You know, serial callers, every day, they have their phones ready to call on. For this one, he says, I was a serial borrower. I owed so many people and even borrowed to pay rent. Mercy. Over the years, you have taught me to pay my tithe, and I have obeyed. Even in very difficult financial situations, I still paid my tithe. By the grace of God, I have moved from borrowing to pay rent to owning an apartment with no debt. That is not all. God has given me a tenant who pays rent in United States dollars. The prophecies you give when we pay our tithe are working in my life. Thank you, my prophet, for moving me from a borrowing tenant to a dollar landlord. Oh, church, let's give it up for Jesus. Wow. You will not borrow again in the name of Jesus. The final one. This one, multiple job offers as a result of a visit by our pastor and God's anointed. Hey! Dear Bishop, I have a testimony to share with you. Thanks for your visit in December last year. Immediately after your visit, I had a dream the very night you left us. In this dream, Benny Hinn came to town where I live to have a program, but chose to stay in my house to my surprise. During his stay, he told me not to attend the program, but serve him food every time he comes home from the program, which I did gladly. To cut the story short, he finished his program and prayed for me before he left my house. I woke up thinking, where on earth will I get Benny Hinn to come to my house? And I heard the Lord saying, he just left your home and prayed for you. Hey! I don't think you understand what I'm reading. Hey! He says, he just left your house and prayed for you. I still did not understand. Then the voice said, Bishop Sam just left your house and prayed for you. Hey! Maybe you don't know who Benny Hinn is. Please, you know who Benny Hinn is? Benny Hinn is an international healing evangelist for so many years, so anointed. The Lord told him, he just left your house. Bishop Sam just left your house. God's anointed just left your house. Hallelujah. Bishop, since your visit in December, I have received 3 job offers with companies that are willing to offer me contracts on my terms. Hey! 3 job offers with companies that are willing to offer me contracts on my terms. It is difficult to come by such a job offer. And it's not one, it's not two, 3 of them. If you remember, I told you I wanted to change my job when you visited. To the glory of God, I am starting a new job on Monday. Thank you for choosing to stay in my home with the anointing upon your life. Hallelujah! Hey! So we are blessed. We have the anointed of the Lord in our midst. So anointed. Let us believe, let us flow, and as we do, testimonies will become part of our lives on a daily basis. God bless you.
Beside her bed, she was desperate for some answer. Her rent was due and she lost her job. She was at a place of despair. She had no one to turn to, no shoulder to cry on. As she lifted up her hand and with humbled heart she prayed. A young woman knelt beside her bed. She was desperate for some answer. Her rent was due and she lost her job. She was at a place of despair. She had no one to turn to, no shoulder to cry on. As she lifted up her voice and with humbled heart she prayed, Lord, I need a miracle today. Please just let one pass my way. I believe in you. Help me overcome this fear inside. This pain's too much for me to hide. Lord, please see me through. I need a miracle.
Oh, We are going to continue our teaching on the blessing of soul winning. It's a blessing to be a soul winner. That is the greatest blessing, the greatest key to fulfillment in life, for breakthrough, for prosperity, is to be a soul winner. When God sent his son Jesus to come and die for us, what did Jesus come to do? Jesus didn't come and marry. He didn't come to build houses. He came to show us that he was only sent to come and save souls. So the most important business of God is to win souls. And so if you want to do anything that God will be happy with you, you want to do anything to touch the heart of God and to change God's mood, to God to do favorably on you, do what God came to do when he became man on earth. When God became man, he didn't build houses. He won souls. So let us all win souls. That is why the Bible says that when one soul repents, the whole of the heavens rejoices. The whole of the heavens rejoices. When one missing soul is found, like we saw in the parable of the prodigal son, when he came home, the father was happy. When the prodigal son came home, the Bible said the father was happy. And the father organized a party. And there was joy in the house. And how many of you want God to have a party for you? How many of you think that today you have done something for God, or have done anything for God to hold a party for you? How many of you think so? In other words, you have brought a soul, you witness to a soul, you brought someone who wasn't coming to church to come to church. The music is about to be turned on. How many of you qualify for that thing? Let me see. I'm coming to you to ask you the soul you brought. What I'm saying is that, did you bring a soul to church? Is somebody in church today because of you? So that there will be a party. If somebody is in church because of you,
so be what has say
for your party, let me see you by show of your hand. So those of you, you are not part of the party. You know, I've told you that to be part of the party, be a soul winner. And it is not going to be easy for you to just be a soul winner. To be a soul winner, you
have to add something more to what you are doing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so I want all of you to give God a cause to make parties for us. Amen.
Amen.
Because what will give you what you need, your miracle, is to be a soul winner. In fact, the greatest key in the Bible to every form of prosperity you need.
In fact, I Bible
has to do with the work of God, which is also soul winning. If you look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 to 33.
I
said, therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. But as for you, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. So as soon as you seek the kingdom of God, God will give what you need for your life. How many of you believe that you need a lot of things from God? This is the surest way. Hallelujah. For God to help you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bibles again to Luke chapter 10.
Luke chapter 10,
because we want to be beautiful, we want to be exciting, we want to be nice, we want to be joyful. You want to change the mood of God. If God is happy with you, you don't need any prophecy to come to your life. You just be happy in life. Just make God happy. Church, you know what we want to do? We want to just make God happy. It is God alone who has the power to bless. It is God alone who has the power to promote. It is God alone who can supply all your needs. So if there's anybody who should be happy with you, even if your boss is not happy with you and want to sack you, and God is happy with you,
he can't sack you.
I told you the testimony of the lady whose boss told her that I'm going for a conference. When I come, your position will be declared redundant.
Make her testimony be true. I don't know about Lady Bianca. Ni penny would you mean person only in Indi.
But when the boss came, he was rather relieved of his position.
But you miss the side, you know.
And she was in the job.
And a lady no mum
okay. Because she pleased the Lord.
Because
she makes God happy. So if you want to have your breakthrough, do what will make God happy. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 10, verse 1 to 3. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and send them two by two before his face into every city and place.
Bible says, Jesus Christ, Esuma, Nesuafo, no. Achel mumu Esuma, mumu mienu mienu sa omongko, enko kanya miasem.
Bible says he sent them two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself would come.
Osuma mumu konkro bebrea, no ankasa dwen sa obeko ho no. Osuma mumu so mundi kan.
Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. The harvest is great, the laborers are few.
Ejuma no son, but ejuma yefo ni swa.
Aha, good. God told them that ejuma no son, nanso ejuma yefo no swa. The harvest is indeed plenteous, but laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send for laborers into his harvest.
Yam bom paye man yankopon se de be obesoma ejuma yefo pi aba.
Can you imagine? God is saying, I pray for people to come and do my work. What I would do. Then he goes and says, go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves.
enjoying a war.
Wolf is pataku.
Oh, okay. Masuma must say enjoying a bamu war in pataku mu.
In the midst of wolves.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, Jesus sent this 17 for a particular job.
Nyankopon suma 17 nkofo yi ewo ade ba ko pese omunye ho.
It don't song. But what I'm very interested in this is the verse 17.
Verse 17 na me pese yen hu pa.
Verse 17 of Luke chapter 10. Say, and the 70 returned again with joy.
Bible say ediosun nkrofo ediosun yomo Jesus Christ sumo omo no omo de nije eba eba
bi om returned again with joy
omo de nije bai e ka
Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name
omo de nije be ka chere Jesus say owura abun imbun samfo nyina ho abrase e wo wudin
even the devil
Abonsam.
Devils are subject to us through thy name. Jesus asked them to go and win souls. And as they went and won souls, they realized to their surprise that they have not held any all-night meetings or they have not been fasting and praying for
anything. Fasting, all-night beyond.
But just by winning souls,
Nansu, because Omudi Yesu
devils were bowing to them. Devils were giving way to them. You see, I want you to know that there are a lot of things that when you please God, God does for you without you even thinking about it. That is why they have this as a wound.
Internet war nyum bi
se Onyame nkumbi mawo se wudi ntokwa kwa
Onyame nkumbi mawo Fabiamano Dima fonyame mabeta mawda.
Who ever told you that we don't believe that demons and devils exist? One day somebody came to me and said, this church, do you believe in deliverance?
Deliverance, Diana.
Do you believe in deliverance?
I see your deliverance, Diana.
And I asked, why are you asking that question?
Now maybe someone said, "Didn't you know we be same way?"
And he said that because when we come to church, I don't hear you saying, "Demons, go out."
I see maybe the Corinthian maybe say something. He said, "Maintain that's what I can't.
I don't hear Pieko."
I see maintain that's what I can't say Pieko.
And so, do you do that?
Deliverance.
So I told him that he should go and ask the church members which of them need deliverance. And then
he'll
bring them to me and we shall deliver them. The reason was that if a man's ways pleases God, if God is happy with you, every devil and every demon in your life shall give way. You don't need to concern yourself about devils. Look, you people, you have not seen devils before. If you know the works of devils, look, one day if I come and preach about demons in church, you may not be able to step on the car park.
That
is where we can, you will know that we know that the devils are there. But what's my business? The Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. As long as God is happy with me, do you think that God will allow the devils to come against me?
They return with joy.
And they say that even the devils,
even
poverty, demons, diseases, all those unemployment, I cannot give it. All the devils were subject to us. Some of you have been waiting for some kind of move.
Some kind of miracle. Some kind of wind. It is only a soul away to make God happy.
But
a soul away to make God happy. Some of you, all you need to do for those demons to stop worrying you is to turn your home into a birth center. The visit of demons to come and use your womb for totas. The visit of demons to come and use your womb to play football. They cannot come again because you are making God happy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I just want to understand, if God be for you, and how can God be for you? God can be for you if you please God. Hallelujah. You let me read this scripture and go on. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7.
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 7.
It says that, Proverbs 16 verse 7. He said, if a man's ways
Bible says,
please the Lord,
Emma nyame energia,
if a man's ways please the Lord,
obi akwan ma nyame energia,
he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with
him. Man na town for crampo energia omo.
Those who came to destroy you,
those
who came to spoil your
marriage,
those who came to kill you, if
your
ways please God, and if God is happy with you, those people shall end up bowing to you. They shall end up saluting you because you please God. Hallelujah. Last Wednesday, the devil sent some messengers to one of our branches.
You sit down next bridge.
Do you know
one
what happened?
Your branch back, oh, sorry.
One of our branches was meeting.
Your branch back, no,
and when they were meeting,
no,
there, in the evening, Asher went out and saw a black thing on the floor. So he thought it was some black thing there.
Asher back, oh, abonti no home. Bibi black be or formal.
Until he decided to go and look at what that thing was. Suddenly the thing moved. Then he realized that it was a snake. So he took a big stone and threw it on the snake. It fell on the mid part of the snake. So while the stone was on the snake was struggling with the tail and the head. The usher decided to go in after a while to tell some of the ushers to come and see what had happened.
No call inside and friend and down for my mother.
When they came, do you know what they came to see? Do you know what they came to see? How many of you want to know what they came to see? When they came, two other snakes have come. And one snake has tied the tail to the one part of the snake, the dead one, and then another had tied the tail to the head, and they were pulling the snake that was killed away. I mean, is it not only in Nigerian film that you can see this?
Wow.
Hospital. They were coming to carry. This is not a story.
Wait, any story, any film, no account.
It happened live. How many of you saw it? Look at them.
Yes.
And then the snake was coming to carry the dead snake. Two snakes. So they killed the two snakes. And they were going to now burn the three snakes. A false snake appeared. In fact, during the week, I was working with some Togolese and Evers from the Volta region, from Nogopo and all those places. I was working
now,
with them. When I narrated the story to them, they told me that, Bishop, this one is a human being. They have never seen it.
Because
the fourth snake,
Oh, wow, so nine
maybe he was the doctor.
Wow.
it also appeared. And they killed that one too.
And omukun owo otoso nine no.
And then they bent all the.
And omushi omunyina. Hallelujah.
Even the devils were subject to us.
Embonsampo omunyina bro mu
hase. You see, if you go out there winning souls, you go out there looking for lost souls, out there seeking first the kingdom of God, no devil's work of man's your life will come to pass. You see, many of you, the reason why you are struggling, it's not that God cannot do what he says he can do in your life. Look at the testimony the other lady was also sharing. You go for an exam in an air-conditioned hall. I don't want to mention the name of that university. I just don't want to mention it.
School
in an air-conditioned hall.
Air-conditioned hall.
And just before you sat, a snake was on the chair. A snake was on the chair. Hey. In an air-conditioned hall.
Every demon, every witch.
Every wizard which has been fashioned against you.
As long as
God is happy with you,
this is what I'm saying.
As long as God is happy with
you,
their fight against you will not succeed. As long as God is happy with you. So why don't you make God happy? Why don't you make God happy? God will send extra security for your life. Even be under your bed sheet. You use them for duvet and you wake up in the morning. Because God will deal with them for you.
Hallelujah.
So church, you are listening to one of the most important messages you can ever hear in your life. Don't be afraid of any devils or demons. Concentrate on making God happy. As I was coming today, you know, take your seat. I went to Cornerstone Cathedral before coming. But as I was coming from that place, I was just thinking. And something made me happy. In my heart. And you know what made me happy? I heard the name Latifa. Latifa, are you here? Are you in church? Where's Latifa? Give me a wave. I heard the name Latifa. And then when I heard the name Latifa, I just told God to me that if you have not come here, if you have not come here, will Latifa be born again? You see, then immediately, this message and preachers came to our mother. This is what God makes happy. People like Latifa and others who are around you, who are not doing much for God, who are not born again,
God happy.
That is why you see that some people are doing well in life. You don't know what really are they doing that God is blessing them. It's only because God is happy with them. And no wonder the blessing that God has blessed our bishop, our father and our prophet Bishop Dagwe.
Look,
that
Bishop
man
Dagso.
Is blessed, and his children are also blessed. God has blessed him. And you can only trace the blessing to just one thing. What is happening is that we are making God what?
Happy.
And let's keep making God happy. People may say that our messages are not nice. We don't preach about deliverance. It's not what people say. It's who is happy with you. Who has the power to bless you? Who has the power to promote you? If people are happy with you, but they cannot promote you, what is the use of that? We shall continue to preach about born again. We shall continue to preach about souls. We shall as long as God is happy with us, we shall see that all our sisters will be married.
All our sisters will come and dedicate their babies. All our young men shall have jobs to do. One day somebody came to our church when we were in committee 8. And he said the Lord has laid in his heart to pray for all those who are unemployed.
No,
so all those unemployed should get up. Only five people got up. Because I was asked, I said, how can you be under this happiness, this atmosphere, and be unemployed? Even the five people who got up, and that is going to be as we continue to please God. That they shall, if they come and they say, I want to pray for unemployed people. Only the one person who has finished school recently and has probably not written his application will come out. However, if you want to say that, how many of you want to change your jobs? To earn double what you are earning. That's why you may get some people to come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because we just have to make God what? Happy. Just make him happy. Look, it's not a good message. Oh. It's not how nice the message is. Oh. It's how happy God is with
you.
God is here. And like most of you heard all these nice messages last week.
You
did nothing
last week
to make God happy. It's like a wife.
That's all
you know, your husband has gone out and he has come. You are at home. If you are expecting a move, you're expecting a flow.
When
you
say,
the bed sheet was somewhere, the pillow was somewhere. You just finished carving the bathroom. What atmosphere are you expecting in the house? Even if there was going to be a move, the atmosphere will be some way. Amen.
Amen.
So, church, today again, I want to tell you that let's make God happy. Let's make God happy. If a man's ways pleases the Lord, if you can make God happy by going extra, so you hear what I'm saying? By going extra and saying that, look, I'm going to force to bring one soul to church. Just a little bit for just some of you, the only thing you have to do is just stop watching football to go and bring a soul.
Wake up early.
Yesterday I saw some the dancers, they came for rehearsal and they were going and I said, hey, you are going to walk from here to the junction. They were going to walk to the junction. So I called them and I was feeling so sorry for them. Then I realized that something told me, have I forgotten that me myself, I used to walk from Takoradu to Sekendi.
To go and visit a soul.
What you did. What are you preventing them from doing?
I said, wow.
I used to walk from Takoradi to Sekendi. To visit a soul. The soul was given to me. And I needed to go and visit the soul.
I walked by you.
Now you have telephone. You have WhatsApp.
And then you have telephone. You have WhatsApp.
To be happy with you. No. God cannot be happy with you with
this.
Look, when your name is mentioned in heaven, may it bring joy in the heart of God. May it bring joy in the heart of God. And how is it going to happen? Let's do the work of God. Let us go out there and win souls. You think this place is hot? Try hell. You think this place is hot? So let's make God happy. And once again, I'm telling you, like joke,
let God be happy with you.
Make him actually say,
no counselor can look at your face and look at your passport and say, I'm refusing you entry to any country if God is happy with you.
Say, because
I said the earth is the Lord.
Because
the earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. Your application letter cannot be on
into application letter
but that
long
it will not be responded to. Why?
Ain't mean there will be tables so
Asasira is happy with you.
Because Nyamio ya Asasira no nini ajo.
Asasira is happy with
Nyamio
you.
Nyamio ya Asasira nini ajo.
In all my doings, I want God to be happy.
Mpese me bibi ame ye mo no.
I want you to be happy with me. He will take care of me if he's happy with me.
No, minim se me yesa Nyamio da hweme.
At the risk of sounding even some way, he will even overlook my mistakes.
Me man Nyamio ni gia.
Me
boni ame ye krampo.
I have people who work
nini
for me.
Nenimbo enko ho, obebu neni afaso.
There are sometimes some of them do terrible things.
Me won krofo omo ni me ye mejuma.
Omo ni me ye juma. Say anything.
Ebi mo omo ye boni.
Because somehow maybe they I'm happy, I'm in a happy mood.
Be omo a time me nfi omo.
There are times too.
But they be what?
That the slightest thing you never even thought I would be angry.
Omo ye adeke tu ebi mpo.
Because I'm not in a good mood.
Because me ni njinti no.
It can easily be some way.
Ebe ti mi de nsem kese aba.
Hallelujah. Let God be happy with you. There is nothing that you are believing God for here that God cannot do for you.
Hey,
no pastor can bless you if God doesn't bless you. No pastor can
heal
you if God doesn't
heal
you.
So
why don't you make him happy?
It's dainty now, my
friend. Why don't you make him happy?
Bisa unu ya se dainty now, my friend.
This week, dear.
Kati unu ya se. Week we mu die.
Let's make God happy.
My
some of you, you have your home, big home.
Just
get some people and talk to them about God. If it was about investment in banking, if it was about something to do with joining a political party,
and as a politician,
would you be shy to organize them in your home and talk to them? Why is it very difficult for you to talk about something that makes God happy?
But then, if found where many are generally as a found,
why?
Dentia.
So when we gather here,
into your shame,
let's bring happiness.
My emperor, energy, emperor, has
said. You see, there will be a certain happiness when the musicians are singing, we are dancing here, and we have made God happy. And we are dancing, and angels come and dance with us. So please, this week too.
Into this week,
God has come to talk to you. God has come to talk to you. Especially, this week, make a little more effort. Bring one more soul to God. Win a soul. And make God happy. How many of you are going to do that? Put your hands together. So, ask the person sitting there, so why didn't you do it last week? Why didn't you do it last week?
Because I didn't know last week.
You see, what made you not to do it last week will come again this week for you not to do it.
I went to me and last week.
It's not going to be easy. In less than no time, if you are going to obey God, people should be sitting outside for service. Did you hear what I said? I said in less than no time, if you really do what God wants us to do, and we are going to make God happy, people should be sitting outside.
Yeah.
We should be thinking of how to expand the church. This place is not people. Bible says, hell as enlarged is.
So what do you say has one? Bible say abunsem jemu eho ayekese krampo sen ha. Nti ha krampo de eso.
Let's do our best.
Nti mo mayen
nyen. No soul is unimportant to God.
Akra bi eni ho ani hu hia nyame. Akra nyina.
Some of you must be
hia nyame.
Gather here when I'm passed out, pick you with my car.
Ye mu bia ye wo car. Wo betimi aka kire akra bi mu sen. Mu nhia wa se mi amede me car ba fa mu aba sorry.
Some of you have lifted up your eyes. Now the Bible says, I lift up my eyes toward the hills for whence cometh my help. You have lifted up your eyes, believing God for something. This is what you need to do. It's about to happen. Use your home as a birth center.
Fa ofie fire birth center.
Use your life to let somebody be born again.
Fa wa brabo na fa sesa obi.
And you'll be saved.
Amen.
And you'll be blessed.
Now nyame be shrawo.
God be happy. Your marriage will be hush.
Wa wari emu be yede.
Some of you, it's a long time since your husband kissed you.
Oh.
I mean, as in kissing, long one, like.
Yeah, we baby. The last time I kissed you,
but just bring some happiness into God's heart. As the man kissed the prodigal son,
said you have some kisses about in your life. Papa, a kiss in Osana,
and be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's bow down our heads.
But you see it, yes, I'm vampire.
I just want you to pray, say, Lord, I want to make you happy. When you look at me, I want you to, your heart to be filled with joy. At the mention of my name in heaven, I want joy to come to heaven. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I have my own problems, but as I make you happy, and I forget about my problems, you would solve them for me. So dear Lord, use my life. Just as you send the 70, I avail myself also to be used. Just pray to God, Lord, this week, I pray that I will get a soul. Get somebody. My brother, my sister, my friend, my colleague.
My brother,
somebody I don't know anywhere, my neighbor.
And I'll
bring the person to church. To make you happy. To make you happy. But the greatest thing is for you to be happy with me.
Because
thank you, Lord Jesus. Deep down in your heart, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. And you want to say,
Pastor,
from today, I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus as my Lord and my personal Savior. So pray for me,
Pastor,
that I'll be born again. You want to give your life to Jesus so that I pray for you. I want you to say this. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
He alone
can forgive sins
right now.
Lord Jesus,
I ask you
to forgive me
of all my sins.
Wash me
with your blood.
As I accept you
into my heart
as my Lord and my personal Savior. From today, I say
that Jesus
is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
It's Lord.
And I take Jesus
into my heart
as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you Jesus. Mama, your brother, so only the end.
Mpacho monka mpae wendi mechi kasi eradi Yesu. Eradi Yesu. Midawase. Sawa jeme. Ene anopei. Mifa Yesu. Se me kra. Ene majenkwa. Midawase. Papa Yesu, mesrew betna makumem na tro midin e won kwa humanim se de beya mi wua ana se oba menya dankwa abonsam menya wodie biom maye Yesu dia medawase ewo Yesu dim. Amen.
Put your hands together for them.